Israelis and assassinated two of Iran's top generals. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Sirens actually rang out across the entire country here in Israel, not because the Iranians were striking the Israelis, but because the Defense Department wanted to tell the entire country that they had launched a preemptive strike on Iran.
Iran did strike back, launching about 100 drones toward Israel overnight. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president this morning is set to meet with his National Security Council in the Situation Room. And this morning, he still seems to be holding out hope that somehow these nuclear talks can be salvaged, posting just a short while ago, urging Tehran to come to the table, saying Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left, adding, just do it before it is too late.
This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, a bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee Thursday. The bill is unlikely to be signed by Governor Tony Evers if it makes it through the legislature. Wisconsin is once again under an air quality alert. Smoke from continuing wildfires in Canada has once again pushed into Wisconsin, lowering the air quality to hazardous levels for sensitive persons. Alerts will likely continue throughout most of the summer as the wildfire situation seems unlikely to improve. And several dairy companies across Wisconsin are receiving grant funding. June is Dairy Month, and Governor Evers and the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection awarded grants to assist local dairy processors to modernize and grow their businesses. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight with a low of 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Sunday. Scattered thunderstorms, but it will be warmer with a high of 82. Turn your bathroom into the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is water. W-A-T-E-R. We're giving away a pair of Brewers Club level tickets this hour and a chance to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. Again, it's our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. You need to text that in before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win a pair of Brewers Club-level tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. Good luck! And here are the B-52s on Max FM.
I hear a wind whistling air, whispering in my ear.
Oh, girl, dancing down.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. It is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. Need to text that in before 8 o'clock smart for a chance to win a pair of Brewers Club level tickets and to be entered into a grand prize drawing. Again, this hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. A flock of seagulls on Max FM. I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With auburn hair and tawny eyes. The kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. You hypnotize me through. And I ran, and I'm so far away. I just ran, and I'm all by the way. I couldn't get away.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is water. W-A-T-E-R. You need to text in the word water before 8 o'clock for a chance to win in our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. We are giving away a pair of Brewers Club level tickets, your last chance to win during our morning show. Again, you need to text in the word water, W-A-T-E-R, via the free Sick Media app before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win those Brewers Club level tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. Again, text in the word water. I'm going to take a quick look at our weather forecast because I know inquiring minds want to know what's going on with that. And we do have a little bit of an updated forecast. We have been actively monitoring the forecast all week long. Today is going to turn partly sunny with a high of 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 53. On Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 80 degrees. Saturday night, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms returning, and we are hoping that'll get way past break time. So again, that's Saturday night with the low of 60. Sunday, Father's Day, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny, a high of 83. Currently, 57 degrees, cloudy outside the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak. And Emily, there is all sorts of distractions for me outside the studio windows this morning.
Oh, I wonder why. I wonder if you're able to tear your eyes away from the window this morning, being that there's some people setting up for a big event tomorrow. Downtown Baraboo traditionally has a parade this time of year, celebrating the one and only Baraboo Circus history.
Yes.
We are so looking forward to this. We're going to be outside the Great Day building tomorrow with our handy dandy popcorn machine. So we will have bags of popcorn for people if they'd like to have something to munch on while they watch the parade go by.
Oh, I'd like to have popcorn during the parade as well, but unfortunately no one wants to see or hear me eating popcorn during a live parade broadcast. I suppose that'd be a bad idea. But that does.
You could have some beforehand. I know it's your favorite food.
It is.
Or we'll just save some for you afterward.
Perfect.
It'll be in the machine.
There
you can help yourself.
Yeah. Just make sure we pop a little extra. That'll be absolutely perfect. And I'll need some ice cold water after that. And ironically,
that is the keyword. W-A-T-E-R, folks, because it is summertime and people tend to like to do water activities in the summer. So W-A-T-E-R. Text that to win through the handy dandy Civic Media app, and you can win club level brewer tickets and also have a chance to win, like Dave said, a staycation in the Ringling House bed and breakfast, or maybe a Door County getaway. So much fun to offer on a Friday.
It is. We want to take a moment and say thank you to Realtor Trish Belter for sponsoring our contest this round. We appreciate that. We appreciate Ringling House Bed and Breakfast being part of this as well. We love that local connection in our statewide text to win contest. So thank you to everyone that's entered as well. Thank you to our listeners. Again, we have an internal competition, so we want to get as many texts in this morning before 8 o'clock. So text in this hour's keyword, water, W-A-T-E-R, for a chance to win those Brewers Club level tickets. All right, as I'm looking outside the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building, we see a bobcat going up and down the street, and I figured out what they're doing with the bobcat this morning, Emily.
It is the road report from downtown Baraboo Square from Dave Grant, who gets to look down on all the activity. What's the bobcat doing, Dave?
They are unloading the bleachers for the Big Top Parade tomorrow morning, so that is what they're doing. So be careful if you're going down 3rd Avenue to 3rd Street. They do have a bobcat out there. They're working on unloading bleachers. We want everyone to be safe. Also, I see that our community service officers are working on Oak Street, putting some signage up. So please be careful as they're out and about doing all that work as well. A lot of busy activity this early in the morning in downtown Baraboo. We're not used to seeing this many things happen. And, of course, Wendy was nice enough to open the shade so I can see everything going on Oak Street. And I can also see that.
You are one-armed Dave right now, and you might not be able to do the radio and open the shade.
Well, no, it was kind of funny. One of our employees said, how do these things open? And I'm like, you just kind of tug up on them. They're like a shade, and they're like, oh, so yeah, we had a few good chuckles out of that, and I can see that our good friends at Powerline Coffee are open this morning as well over there. I can see their open sign is on from here. You see, having all these windows over here is just great. Again, easily distracted, but we don't want you to be distracted. Yeah, squirrel.
Your squirrel is more like coffee.
Coffee, yes. Yes,
Powerline
it is.
Coffee.
Yeah, it is. You nailed it. Again, this hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. Need to text that in before 8 o'clock. To win in our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Brewers Club level tickets are on deck today. Now, some good news. Today is the only Friday the 13th, and that's got to make a few people happy because it'll be the only one this year. Or maybe that's bad news if you're a dark soul who loves Friday the 13th. A month has a Friday the 13th only if a month begins on a Sunday. And that's only happening once in 2025. The next Friday the 13th will not be until February of 2026, Emily.
That's crazy. It is so. Calendars are just bizarre, aren't they?
Yes.
I mean, The days of the month, there is history behind why there is, you know, most months have 31 days and then some have 30 days and then the rando February. There is history behind that. I don't know exactly what it is right now, so I cannot report that interesting news. But it is weird because some of it feels kind of arbitrary, right? Like you only have a Friday 13th. If the month starts on a Sunday, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it just feels kind of random. So what is interesting, though, we will only have one this year, but next year we'll have three. So get ready, folks. You know what? Taylor Swift, she's probably happy. She likes the number 13, as far as I know. And there was also two Friday the 13ths in 2024. So it is interesting. I actually do like Friday the 13th. I just like days that kind of stand out, like for random reasons.
So, right.
You know, like me. So I do like Friday the 13th. Wow. I don't feel like it's a low day. I think it's a day that gets cool attention. So, but... what it's worth, a poll found that a majority of Americans don't really care about the date today. When people were asked, quote, do you think Friday the 13th is an unlucky day? 80% said probably or definitely not unlucky. So, like, arbitrary. Again, I think it's kind of all over the place. I think that it's going to be a great day. That's what I think.
Men are twice as likely as women to believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky. And they're also more likely to consider themselves superstitious overall. 16% of men say they're very superstitious compared with just 2% of women. Now, there are places that do have some Friday the 13th promotions. None of those are in this area, but we're not going to dwell on the fact it's Friday the 13th, you know. It just, I wanted to mention it because I didn't even really think about it until I sat down at the studio this morning, Emily.
Yeah, I didn't really realize it either until I was listening to some news this morning and realizing that. And then, yeah, I think... those dates, like I said, I think it was yesterday, I was talking about kind of like you have certain dates in your head that important things are happening throughout the summer, especially because we make a lot of plans because we only get 3 months of really warm weather. And to me, today was just a 13th was the day that, you know, stood out in my calendar for various work reasons. So it didn't really culminate as Friday the 13th until literally today I woke up. I was like, oh, and then I was like, oh, cool. It's going to be a good day.
Yes, it is.
The dark soul is rising in Emily. It's going to be a great day.
Nice. Well, and you know, there is a lot.
You never know.
You never know. And there is a lot going on this weekend. Of course, it is Burbo's Big Top Raid and Circus Celebration. That is this Saturday. As part of that, People Helping People will be serving lunch at their headquarters right along the parade route, 805 Broadway Street here in Burbo, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Grilled brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Proceeds will go towards PHP's Work Ready program. For more information about that and the brat fry, you can go to phpwisconsin.org. I also want to mention, we've talked about it, the parade starts at 11 a.m. in downtown Baraboo. If you're not able to make it, you can tune into the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page at 10:15 a.m. for the pre-parade show. We want to thank our sponsors, Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC and Don Larson Ford, State Farm agent Chris Stanton, Baraboo State Bank, Sullivan's 2, and Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Now, you can also watch the parade on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43, brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Baraboo State Bank, Culver's, Hills Wiring, and Depe Transit. So again, Big Top Parade this Saturday. Now, just a reminder that this hour's keyword is water. You need to text in water, W-A-T-E-R. For a chance to win in our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Pelter. Emily, what do they win this hour if they text in water?
Yes, folks. So you have a chance to win Brewers Club level tickets and also be entered into the grand prize for a stay at the Ale Ringling Bed and Breakfast. Or maybe a getaway to Door County. So there is lots to win. There's lots of energy out there. Bring it back around. You know what? Roll the dice. It's Friday the 13th. I bet you'll win.
Yeah, we've had some local winners already in our statewide text win contest. So we want you to win this hour, text in water, W-A-T-E-R, before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win Brewers Club level tickets. Today is our final day. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate some celebrity birthdays.
Sounds like a plan. Don't forget to text in water to win.
Water to win. I like how that sounds. More music with Dave and Emily on your Friday the 13th. And, you know, it's time for a little breakfast at Tiffany's with Deep Blue Something on Max FM.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from. we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. I see you, the only one who knew me. Falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 7:25 on Friday the 13th. It is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest on 99.7 Max FM. Brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is water. W-A-T-E-R. You need to text that in before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win a pair of Brewers Club level tickets and be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. Again, this hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. You need to text that in the next 34 minutes for a chance to win Brewers Club level tickets. Sheila E., The Glamorous Life on Max FM.
What if this girl, she really wants to be in love with me? much.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is water. W-A-T-E-R. You need to text in the word water before 8 o'clock for a chance to win in our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. We're giving away a pair of Brewers Club level tickets this morning when you text in the word water, W-A-T-E-R. Need to text that in before 8 o'clock for a chance to win those Brewers Club level tickets and be into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. Today is your last chance to win. So again, text in water, W-A-T-E-R, before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win those Brewers Club level tickets and be entered into our grand prize drawing. Coming up, we're going to look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a drop-off day for our June farm consignment auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, vehicles, ATVs and UTVs, trailers, lawn and garden items, and much more. Again, that's today from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. drop-off day for our June farm consignment auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg. Two nice estate auctions next week. On Tuesday, we have the Hughes Estate in Reedsburg. And then on Thursday, we have the Maggie Lamazny Estate located near Plain. Both of these catalogs are open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Check that out for more details. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
It's the Brewers and the Redbirds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Cardinals tonight. The crew with a 6-0 shutout of the Cards last night, thanks to Jacob Mizorowski in his first major league start. One of his fastballs measured at 102 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Aaron Civale upset he's being moved from the starting rotation to the bullpen and says he wants to be traded.
There's no ill will towards anybody in the city. It's been a great home to me and my wife for the past year.
I know there's probably going to be some animosity towards this type of thing. There's a negative connotation when this type of thing comes around, but just trying to do what's best.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy responded.
I mean, we deal with players being unhappy all the time, and that's their right to do, and Aaron's got a great history, and he's performed well for this organization, and now it's time for him to go behave.
In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers fined by the NCAA for some recruitment violations, making calls to prospective players before the start date 2 years ago. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight with a low of 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Sunday. Scattered thunderstorms, but it will be warmer with a high of 82. Turn your bathroom into the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard, their
shadows searching in the night.
Living just to find emotion.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is water. W-A-T-E-R. You need to text in this hour's keyword, water, W-A-T-E-R, for your chance to win our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Again, this hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. You have a chance to win Brewers Club level tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. How awesome are those prizes, Emily?
I know. They're so awesome. I want to win those prizes. Oh, I work for Civic Media. But I want all of you to win those prizes. Really, we do want you guys to win. So don't forget to text. We're coming down to the wire here. Today is the last day of the contest. And we are down to 22 minutes here that you have still to text in the word water. So go ahead, get yourself a glass of water. When you're done having a nice fresh glass of water, grab your phone, text to the Civic Media app, water, W-A-T-E-R, for a chance to win such awesome prizes today.
We're excited for you to win. When you win, we win. When we win, you win. Again, text in water, W-A-T-E-R. You have 20, 1 minute to do that. Sorry, so a little residual after all the events of Wednesday, so still getting used to that, but definitely feeling a little better today. We are going to take a look at our birthdays for June 13th. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, tomorrow, or Sunday, or know someone that is, text those into us, 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those in just moments. And again, text in water, W-A-T-E-R, for your chance to win those Brewers Club level tickets. Cody Smith-McPhee is 29, Nightcrawler in X-Men Apocalypse. Aaron Taylor Johnson is 35, and he was in Quicksilver Avengers of Ultron. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are 39 years old. Can you believe it? They were the Full House stars. They were those very young girls on there. And let me tell you, when I saw they were 39 years old, I'm like, oh my goodness, I feel slightly older today, Emily.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to argue. I thought they'd be older. I don't know why. Maybe it's because, well, they started when they were, I mean, they were straight up toddlers.
Yes.
Like, on Full House. They're twins, right? So they were like three, I think, on that. So maybe it's because it's hard to wrap your head around being a TV star that young, that like they've been in the media for their entire lives. So their entire life is, you know, 39 years, and that's a long time. So happy birthday to them. They've been through quite a lot in their lives.
When they were on the show too, they were swapped out, right? Because they couldn't have them on there that long. So every episode was a different one of them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, and they got, you know, the media, like, it's really harsh on, I think, teenage stars. So there was, you know, they just got kind of raked through the media, as they say. And I feel a little bad. Child stars really just go through it. It's just, I think it's a real harsh life, honestly. So when you, next time you see a kid who's in the movies or on television, think about, like, that's just a kid. It's crazy because they're not getting to live that way. So anywho, on nicer vibes here, Chris Evans is 44. OG Captain America in the MCU. He also played the Human Torch in the Fantastic Four and also in Deadpool and Wolverine, which I love that movie. Such good fight scenes. Ethan Embry is 47, career character actor who is one of the best actors to play Rusty Griswold in a Vacation movie. Ooh, that's a tough one, man. Yes. The original is Anthony Michael Hall. You really can't.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if you can step on that. He was in The Vegas Vacation.
Yeah.
He also is in Grace and Frankie, which is a really cute series, by the way. If anyone's looking for kind of a heartwarming, funny, sassy series, Gracie and Frankie is really, really good. Steve O.
Yeah, we're not saying that show.
No,
we'll just say he was
in 51. We know who he is.
Yeah. That one. I'm like, I see that. I'm like, yeah, we're not going to get in trouble today, folks. Rivers Cuomo is 55, lead singer of Weezer. Ali Sheedy, 63, a member of the Brat Pack who tore it up in the Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, and more. Hannah Storm, 63, former early show anchor who's on ESPN. Tim Allen, 72 years old. He was on Home Improvement, the voice of Buzz Lightyear, Santa in the Santa Claus movies, and Last Man Standing. And he's got a new show out on ABC as well right now. So Tim Allen, funny guy. Yeah. He's the Santa Claus. Let's just go with that. We have a few others on the list today. We'll fast forward through those real quick. Richard Thomas, 74. John Boy on the Waltons. Dennis Lorese, 76, lead singer for Dr. Hook. Malcolm McDowell is 82. We're going to fast forward over to the Saturday celebrity birthdays. As a reminder, if you know someone that's celebrating today or tomorrow or Sunday, text those in 608-355-9970. And don't forget to text in this hour's keyword, water, W-A-T-E-R, for a chance to win in our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. As we look at the June 14th birthdays, I see Daryl Sabra's 33, and it's Meghan Trainor's husband. I didn't know that.
Yep, that was the redhead in Spy Kids. So there's another famous kid who apparently grew up and did all right if he, you know, got to be married to Meghan Trainor. She's pretty talented. Lucy Hale, also tomorrow on June 14th, is 36. She played Arya on Pretty Little Liars. That's another really great series from a really great book. Kevin McHale is 37, Artie on Glee. Kara Kilmer is 37 as well. Paramedic Sylvie Brett on Chicago Fire.
Yes.
Kara Martinez, 42. Yeah, well, I knew it. I thought I should like give you a second to cheer for that one.
Sorry. Yes.
I know how much you like those shows.
Yeah, I love the whole I like Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. What can I say? I mean, great actress. So sorry.
Yeah. it's okay. Martinez. I love it. A couple big ones. Let's see. Steffi Graf, 56, tennis star.
Yeah.
There's some weird history there. So if you want to learn something weird today on Friday the 13th, look up Steffi Graf and what happened back in the day with her.
Oh, that's
great,
right.
Tennis player, though.
I forgot about that.
Those tennis players are intense, man, especially back in the day, like in the 80s and 90s. They were intense.
Yeah, we'll just go with
and their lives were intense.
Like the figure skater incident. We'll just compare it to that.
Nancy Kerrigan situation. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tanya
Harding.
Harding. Yes. Who can forget that?
Oh,
wow. They made a movie out of that. Anywho, Yasmin Bleeth is 57. She was, of course, on Baywatch. Oh, that show.
That show. Yeah. Oh, my.
I don't know what to say about that show. It's part of my childhood. What I don't know.
Mine, too. With David Hasselhoff. Boy,
I know. I mean, the show I liked because I liked Knight Rider, and I liked the Knight Rider character, and then I watched Baywatch. I was like, ugh.
Yeah. What? I did the same thing. That was me, too. I'm like, I want to watch it because of Knight Rider. Then I watched Baywatch, and I'm like, okay, that got gypped. We'll just leave it at that. Two other celebrity birthdays for Saturday, the 14th.
Boy George.
Yes, it is 64, Culture Club. We know all the biggest hits there. And Marla Gibbs, 94. Florence and Maine on the Jeffersons. So, yes, that is.
There's a funny one on there, but we're not going to mention.
Nope. I'm just moving right along on that one.
Let's move right along.
So, we are moving along. As a reminder, is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. You have 14 minutes. Text that in for a chance to win Brewers Club level tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Wrangling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. We're going to take a look at our Sunday, June 15th birthdays. And we have a young one on here. Northwest is 12. Kim and Connie's daughter, Nori.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. 12. That's 12. That's a big age. I got a lot of that around here right now. It's summer's in full swing, and so 12-year-olds are everywhere in our neighborhood doing all the things.
Right?
It's great. It's great energy. Happy birthday to Northwest. I'm sure their life is probably intense. They're probably having a super amazing birthday party. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. Oh, my goodness.
Here's one of my favorite comedians. It also has been one of my favorite shows when I was a kid. Good old Doogie Howser. Neil Patrick Harris is 52.
How I Met
Love
Your Mother.
Doogie Howser. And then he was in How I Met Your Mother, which, I mean, that show is just so funny.
He's
pretty sassy. So I think back in the day, I used to think that the characters were the people, right?
Right.
So like when I watched, quote unquote, Doogie Howser, I thought he was Doogie Howser. And then I saw him in something else and I was like, why is he so mean? Like, it's like, oh,
right.
He's an actor and he's playing a character. So anyway, Neil Patrick Harris is 52. Happy birthday to him. He's great.
I'm going to take the next one because this is one of my favorite shows that is not on anymore. Both of them are not anymore. Poppy Montgomery is 53. We remember her as FBI agent Samantha Spade on Without a Trace and Detective Curry Wells on Unforgettable. So she was a great actress in both of those shows and neither of them are on. You can catch out Without a Trace in syndication, though. Leah Remini is 55. Remember her for King of Queens and Kevin Can Wait. And then the big one, Ice Cube, is 56 years old today. We have a lot of big ones.
Yeah. Courtney Cox is 61 today. Phew, man. I mean, I think it's crazy that Courtney Cox is like pretty much the same age as Boy George. I feel like that he would be way older than her. That doesn't make sense. But again, I, you know, these people start really young. So same here. Helen Hunt, 62. She's a funny lady. Obviously, she was in Mad About You and As Good As It Gets. I think her and Courtney Cox should not at all be the same age. But
no.
You know what? That's cool. Julie Hagerty is 70. Elaine, the stewardess on Airplane. Oh, my goodness. Oh, classic movie.
Yes.
That's one of Rob's favorites, by the way, Dave, which I'm sure you're not surprised by. Quotes it constantly. But Elaine was the sweet little blonde, like, nicey lady in there who ended up just kind of taking care of business. Like, such a great movie. Jim Belushi is 71. Superstar of, quote, according to Jim. He was also in Trading Places. That's also such a great movie. Gosh, these people have good resume here on this list. And then I'm going to let you hit up the music ones.
Yeah, we've got Steve Walsh is 74, Kansas lead singer, Carry On My Wayward Son in Dust in the Wind, which I'm not going to try to sing that one. We have Russell Hitchcock is 76, the one half of Air Supply, Even the Nights Are Better, Here I Am. And the one that you love. So, yes.
Oh, I love Air Supply.
Me
too. I grew
up
on that record. We'd played it over and over until it didn't play anymore with the album cover with that balloon on it, man. It's in my memory. There is a big one, too, that I want to mention just because I'm such a fan. We don't usually talk about those that have passed, but Waylon Jennings would have been celebrating his birthday today, and Waylon's just...
He was
so good. He was the guy who sang on the Dukes of Hazzard show. He was so that was, again, little a lot cringy happening on that show. But what can I say? I grew up with it. It was not my responsibility. I just watched it on TV.
It was on TV in front of me. I didn't know anything about it at the time. You know, I was just watching. Well, I know what I was watching. I was watching The Car, of course.
I was watching The Car, too. You know, I actually tried to jump in the car through the window. That did not go well.
I can see you.
They made it look so easy, and I tried, and I just, I tried more than once and did fail and failed more than once. Anyways,
that's an image
you guys can take through your weekend.
I've actually went in a car through the window before more than once. I've driven a race car a couple of times, and so I've actually crawled in through the window. It's not as easy as it looks, is all I'm going to say. So. And now
I had to crawl through the window of a car, not because I was cool and jumping in, because the handles didn't work. Yeah. So those were our cars back in teenage days.
I was
something was always wrong, and this one the handle didn't work, so you climbed in through the window.
Oh yeah,
good times with old cars. That could be one of our next podcasts, maybe if we ever get around to that.
Because I did have a car that the handle broke. I was a GM, and the handle broke, and you know there was only one way in. It was either through the passenger side over the console. Or through the window, and I wouldn't try that now because, I wouldn't try it right now in my situation. But anyways, all right, it is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text and Win Contest on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is what, Emily?
Water. The sweet and delicious substance that we all live on and can't live without. Water, folks. W-A-T-E-R. Please text that in through the Civic Media app. Make us winners, because if we get a whole bunch of texts and we get to give away awesome prizes, then we win bragging rights and possibly, I've heard, there's a trophy involved. So if you love the morning show, please text to win, because you're only just doing yourself a favor. You're probably going to win a prize. Well, you might get to win a prize, and Dave and I might win a prize. So let's do the thing. Let's support each other on this Friday the 13th, eh?
Exactly. So text in water before you're in class. For a chance to win those Brewers Club level tickets. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10 for some more shenanigans.
All right.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Blue Heron Collective and Healing Center in Reedsburg. Receive the gift of transformative wellness with their exclusive tandem healing sessions packages. Choose from combinations of sound healing with Reiki, breathwork, or massage. Or enjoy a holistic health coaching session with fluid motion or massage. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase a $140 gift certificate for just $70. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Don Larson GM Superstore and Don Larson Ford are proud sponsors of Baraboo's Big Top Parade. Stop into either Don Larson location today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle, or sell your car for cash. Find your perfect vehicle anytime at donlarson.com.
Baraboo State Bank, a cornerstone of the Baraboo area since 1857, is a proud sponsor of this year's Big Top Parade. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
Summer. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. You need to text that in the next 6 minutes for your chance to win Brewers Club level tickets in our Scotty Summer Statewide Text Win Contest right here on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Again, this hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. Your last chance to text it in for a chance for those Brewers Club level tickets and be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. Here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good looking mom who never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana nine. Away was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving on. Keep moving on.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told you never slow down, you never grow old. I'm tired of screwing up, I'm tired of going. Tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired.
She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The night ball will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this.
It is the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest on 99.7 Max FM. Brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. You have a minute and a half to text it in for a chance to win Brewers Club level tickets in this hour's giveaway and enter into our grand prize drawing. Again, this hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. Michael Jackson on Max FM.
Being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
You're
black or white.